You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible League International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Day 19. We're continuing in the book of Genesis. We break away from the narrative of Joseph and focus on one of the other brothers named Judah. And Judah has some trouble getting his three sons married. In particular, the wife of his oldest son, and her name is Tamar. And she pulls a trick on Judah, and at the end of it, does give birth to twins, which, strangely enough, end up being Judah's sons. Their names are Perez and Zerah. Perez is actually a Hebrew word that means to break out, and Zerah's name means bright. You have to stay with us to learn why one is named to break out, and the other one is named Bright. And in chapter 9, we pick up the narrative with Joseph being a slave in Egypt. And you're going to see that he does pretty well for himself, but that's because God is on his side. But beauty seems to be a curse in the ancient world. And since Joseph is a very good-looking and strong young man, well, he has a problem with his master's wife. Can Joseph hold on to his integrity? And we're also continuing in the book of Matthew. Jesus fully explains the parable of the seed and the sower. If you wanted a clue as to what judgment day will be like, Jesus tells us very clearly in chapter 13. So stay with us to hear all the details. If you enjoy the show, visit me at patreon.com/storymaster. You'll find the link in the description box below. By contributing as little as $1 per month, you will enable me to continue this ministry, and you'll get cool rewards too. Together, we're going to get through the Bible in 1 year. Let's get started. Genesis chapter 38. Judah and Tamar. About that time, Judah left his brothers and went to stay with a man named Haran from the town of Adullam. There Judah met a Canaanite girl, the daughter of a man named Shua, and married her. She became pregnant and had a son. Judah named him Er. Later, she had another son and named him Onan. Then she had a third son and named him Shelah. When Shelah was born, they were living in Kizib. Judah chose a girl named Tamar to be the wife of his first son, Er. But Er lived in a way that made the Lord very unhappy with him. So the Lord caused him to die. And then Judah said to Ur's brother, Onan,
go and sleep with your dead brother's wife. Become like a husband to her. If children are born, they will belong to your brother, Ur.
Onan knew that the children would not belong to him. So when he had sex with Tamar, he pulled away before he was finished. By doing this, he kept Tamar from getting pregnant and having a child for his brother. This made the Lord very unhappy with Onan, so he caused him to die too. Then Judah said to his daughter-in-law, Tamar,
go back to your father's house. Stay there and don't marry anyone until my young son, Shelah, grows up.
Judah was afraid that Shelah would also be killed like his brothers. So Tamar went back to her father's home. Years later, Judah's wife, the daughter of Shua, died. After Judah mourned her death, he went to the town of Timnah with his friend Haran from Adullam. He went there to have the wool cut from his sheep. When Tamar heard that Judah, her father-in-law, was going to Timnah to cut the wool from his sheep, she made plans to meet him. She knew that Judah's younger son, Shelah, was a grown man by now, but Judah had not yet made plans for her to marry him. So she went and sat outside the town of Enaim, which is on the road to Timnah. She did not want Judah to know who she was, so she did not wear her usual clothes that showed she was a widow. She covered her face with a veil. When Judah saw her, he thought she was a prostitute, since her face was covered with a veil. So he went over and asked her to have sex with him. He did not know she was Tamar, his daughter-in-law. As she said,
"How much will you give me?"
Judah answered,
"I will send you a young goat from my flock."
She answered,
"I agree to that, but you must give me something to keep until you send the goat."
Judah asked,
"What shall I give you to keep until I send you the goat?"
Tamar answered,
"Give me your seal and its cord and your walking stick."
Judah gave these things to her. Then he had sex with her. She became pregnant. When Tamar went home, she took off the veil that covered her face and put on the clothes that showed she was a widow. Later, Judah sent his friend Hurah to Aname to give the woman the goat he promised. He told Hurah to get the things he had given her to keep until she received the goat. But Hurah could not find her. At Aname, he asked some men who lived there,
"Where is the temple prostitute who is here by the road?"
They answered,
There's never been a prostitute here.
So Judah's friend went back to Judah and said,
"I could not find the woman. The men who live there said that no prostitute had ever been there."
So Judah said,
"Let her keep the things. I don't want people to laugh at us. I sent her the goat as I said I would, but you could not find her. We have done all we could do."
About 3 months later, someone told Judah,
"Your daughter-in-law Tamar is guilty of sinning like a prostitute, and now she is pregnant."
Judah said,
"Then she should be taken out and burned to death."
The men went to get Tamar and kill her, but she sent someone to her father-in-law with the things he had given her to keep and with this message,
"The man who made me pregnant is the one who owns these things. Look at this seal and cord and this walking stick. Who do these things belong to?"
Judah recognized the things and said,
"She was right to do what she did, because I was wrong. I did not give her my son Shelah as I promised."
And Judah did not have sex with her again. When the time came for Tamar to give birth, it became clear that she was having twins. As she was giving birth, one baby put his hand out. The nurse tied a red string on the hand and said,
"This baby was born first."
But that baby pulled his hand back in, and the other baby was born first. So the nurse said,
"You were able to break out first."
So they named him Perez. And the baby with the red string on his hand was born. They named him Zerah. Genesis chapter 39. Joseph is sold to Potiphar in Egypt. The traders who bought Joseph took him down to Egypt. They sold him to Potiphar, an officer of the king of Egypt and the captain of the palace guard. The Lord helped Joseph, and he became very successful. He lived in the house of his Egyptian master. His master saw that the Lord was with him and made him successful in everything he did. So Potiphar was very happy with Joseph and decided to make him his personal servant. He put Joseph in charge of his house and everything else he owned. After Joseph began to manage Potiphar's house and property, the Lord blessed everyone else in the house because of Joseph. The Lord blessed everything Potiphar had, whether it was in his house or in his fields. So Potiphar let Joseph be in charge of everything he owned. Potiphar did not have to worry about anything except deciding what to eat. Joseph was a very good-looking and strong young man. Before long, the wife of Joseph's master began to pay special attention to him. One day, she said to him,
"Come have sex with me."
But Joseph refused. He said, "My master trusts me with everything in his house. He has put me in charge of everything here. He has given me more authority than anyone else in this house. He has given me everything except you, and that's because you are his wife. I cannot do what you are asking. I will not sin against God by doing such a terrible thing." The woman kept asking Joseph the same thing every day, but he refused to go to bed with her or even spend time with her. One day, he went into the house to do his work and was the only man in the house at the time. His master's wife grabbed his coat and said to him,
"Come to bed with me."
But Joseph pulled away and ran out of the house, leaving his coat in her hand. After she saw him run out, she realized he had left his coat there with her. So she called to her servants and said,
"Look, my husband brought this Hebrew slave in here to shame us. He came in and tried to have sex with me, but I screamed. My scream scared him and he ran away, but he left his coat here with me."
She kept Joseph's coat until her husband came home, and she told him the same story. As she said,
"This Hebrew slave you brought here tried to shame me, but when I screamed for help, he left his coat and ran away."
When Joseph's master heard what his wife said, he became very angry. So Potiphar put Joseph in the prison where the king's enemies were held. Although he remained in prison, the Lord was good to him. He continued to help Joseph and made the prison warden pleased with him. Soon, the warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners and all the work they did. The warden trusted Joseph with everything and did not have to worry about anything. That's because the Lord was with Joseph and made him successful in everything he did. Matthew chapter 13, verses 36 to 58. Jesus explains a hard story. Then Jesus left the people and went into the house. His followers came to him and said,
"Explain to us the meaning of the story about the weeds in the field."
He answered, "The man who planted the good seed in the field is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the people in God's kingdom. The weeds are the people who belong to the evil one. And the enemy who planted the bad seed is the devil. The harvest is the end of time. And the workers who gather are God's angels. The weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire. It will be the same at the end of time. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will find the people who cause sin and all those who do evil. The angels will take those people out of his kingdom. They will throw them into the place of fire. There the people will be crying and grinding their teeth in pain. Then the godly people will shine like the sun. They will be in the kingdom of their Father. You people who hear me, listen! God's kingdom is like a treasure hidden in a field. One day a man found the treasure. He hid it again and was so happy that he went and sold everything he owned and bought the field. Also, God's kingdom is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. One day, he found a very fine pearl. He went and sold everything he had to buy it. Also, God's kingdom is like a net that was put into the lake. The net caught many different kinds of fish. It was full, so the fishermen pulled it to shore. They sat down and put all the good fish in baskets. Then they threw away the bad fish. It will be the same at the end of time. The angels will come and separate the evil people from the godly people. It will throw the evil people into the place of fire. There the people will cry and grind their teeth in pain." Then Jesus asked his followers, "Do you understand all these things?" They said,
"Yes, we understand."
Then Jesus said to the followers, "So every teacher of the law who has learned about God's kingdom has some new things to teach. He is like the owner of a house. He has new things and old things saved in that house, and he brings out the new with the old." When Jesus finished teaching with these stories, he left there. He went to the town where he grew up. He taught the people in the synagogue, and they were amazed And they said,
"Where did this man get such wisdom and the power to do miracles? Isn't this the son of the carpenter we know? Isn't his mother's name Mary? And aren't his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And don't all his sisters still live here in town? How is he able to do all these things?"
So they had a problem accepting him. But Jesus said to them, "The only place people don't honor a prophet is in his hometown with his own family." Jesus did not do many miracles there because the people did not believe in him. Psalm chapter 11. For the music director, a song of David. I trust the Lord to keep me safe. So why did you say to me, "Fly like a bird to the mountains"? Like hunters, the wicked hide in the dark. They get their bows ready and aim their arrows. They shoot at good, honest people. And what can good people do when the wicked destroy all that is good? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord sits on his throne in heaven. He sees everything that happens. He watches people closely. The Lord examines those who are good and those who are wicked. He hates those who enjoy hurting others. He will make hot coals and burning sulfur fall like rain on the wicked. They will get nothing but a hot, burning wind. The Lord always does what is right, and he loves seeing people do right. Those who live good lives will be with him. Thank you, everyone. That was day 19. Please join us for day 20. Joseph gets a reputation for being a dream interpreter, and this special talent goes all the way up to the Pharaoh of Egypt, the most powerful man, and not only Egypt, but perhaps the ancient world. And in the New Testament, we hear about John the Baptist, and we learn about how he gets murdered by King Herod. And meanwhile, Jesus pulls off a miracle and feeds 5,000 people. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.